Hi, this is Colin again. I want to look at question 3.1 from the assignment about hashing. Most of you were able to tell me what hashing is, that it's turning data or file into an alphanumeric code. Now, it is true that hashing is a one-way process, that you can take the data and turn it into a digest, but you cannot go the other way around. You cannot take the digest and convert it back into the data. But the question was about file verification. And the question then is, how is hashing helpful for file verification? Firstly, it is not the hash code itself that does the checking, nor is it an automatic process. Rather, what happens is the person who puts a file online also leaves the hash code of that file online. Then when you download the file, you can then regenerate the hash code on your computer. You then compare your hash code to the hash code that is published online. If those hash codes are the same, then you can be pretty certain that the file is not corrupted. Otherwise, there's likely to be a problem. How do you go about creating a hash code on your computer? Well, you use the MD5 sum tool in Linux, and in fact, there's an example of using it on page 819 of your study guide.